Welcome to Shom HaShom on the Daf Shir, sponsored Leilui Nishmas Arbiak V'Shom Leav HaSitzchok. We're holding in Yevomes Daf Kuf Yud Ches at the end of the 15th parak of the Masechta. And the parak ends with the sentences that speak about how much a woman wants to be married. Rish Lakish says, Tav Lemeitav Tandu Milemeitav Armelu. It's good to sit two as a couple than sitting alone, even though the husband is not great. And the Gemara goes on and brings other sentences. Abaye says, "Tishum sheno gavro kuse bechar torom lo," which means if the husband is very short and small, a woman still gets a kavod as if she's married and she likes it. Rapapa says, "Denapza gavro tikru b'sifi beisiv etesiv," one who has a very repulsive job, "Umanus meuso," she's still going to call him to sit in front of the house. Rav Ashi says, the kul so gavro, Rashi says that he has a psul na mishpacho, she doesn't ask for him for any food, she just asks for him to be her husband. And this goes back right to what we spoke just a few days ago, that an isha, in her nature, she was created to be a wife, so that's why she really wants to be married. She's mishtekekes labailo, el ishech chukosech, that's what she's interested in, that's what she wants. She's interested in marriage. And to explain the four different things that the Gemara brings over here, maybe one could say the following. It's Yadua in the name of the Arizal that the way a person is revealed in the world works in four different stages. He has the neshama, then he has the guf, his body, then he has the levush, the clothing that cover him, and then comes the house, which he calls the heichol, which surrounds the Adam. Rosh Tevois Nigle. Nigle is Rosh Tevois Neshama Guf Levush Heichol. Now, when we're speaking about the Levush is how a person dresses that reflects who he is. As we mash in many places, the Levush has to do with the umnus of the Adam, with his job. We know there's different jobs require different clothing. It's also brought down in the Medrash, Medrash Rabban Bereshi says, the Kishbol tells Avraham Avinu, you did my umnus, you did chesed, bo levoish levushi. Come wear my clothing, shlavrom zok and baba yomim, reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The levush and the umnus go together. And regarding the house, the Gemara tells us a few places, based on the Rishonim, that a house doesn't mean a house. A house means the mishpacha. Regarding one who's made a tnai for his wife not to go into the house of her father, doesn't mean the house of the father, it means the mishpacha of the father. So a house refers to mishpacha. So in other words, when it says in the Arizal, we have neshama, guf, levush and heichol, levush can be the umnos of Adam, reflected in the umnos, and the heichol can mean the mishpacha of Adam. Mimela efsha, that's a pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara brings, it starts with tav lemeitav tandu lemeitav armelu. It's better for a woman to be together and not alone. That refers to the neshama. You want to have a connection between the two neshamas, not alone, together. The next stage, says the Gemara, that even if the husband is very short, she still wants to be with him. That's corresponding to the guf. Even if his guf is not great, she still wants to be with him. Then the Gemara says that even if he has umnus meuso, he has a repulsive work, his job is not good, that's connected to levush. That's the next level. Even if that's bad, still Aisha wants to be with him. And the fourth one refers to psul mishpacha. That refers to the heichel. So meaning, the Gemara is trying to emphasize that regardless where the begam is, regardless when it's not perfect, if it's in the shama, the guf, levush, or the eichel, one of the nigla points, still a woman wants to be with a husband because the isha roitza li nase. Anyone who wants to join the Shom HaShava email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.